to the July 13th, 2021 Sussex County Council meeting. First things, you approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Okay, motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. At the minutes of June 29th, any questions, corrections, concerns? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Now it's time for public comment. Public comment. Anybody can speak to council for 3 minutes. Something we have some control over. When you come up, you introduce yourselves and give us your name and address, and then this green light's going to go on here. When the amber light comes on, you've got 1 minute left. When the red light comes on, you are out of time. Come on down, sir.
Good morning. My name is William Tenick. I live at 134 Hitch Pond Circle in Seaford, Delaware. And my phone number is 443-336-2538. I am the state advocate for manufactured housing, and I'm here to discuss our sewer issues and our drinking water problems in Sussex County. As mentioned 2 weeks ago, I was here talking about the 13 communities that we have. The seven major ones are very important because they definitely have some sewer problems. And I know it's a Denrick problem, but my thing to the county council is Denrick has threw up a false flag. They give a violation and quote fine to Donovan Smith, but that has not been enacted. We need to put some pressure to make sure that that happens. And the second thing that I would like to see addressed is more open discussion with Denrec, because they moved the two homes out of Donovan Smith and they moved them over into Briarwood Manor, which is another LLC of Ken Burnham's, and set them on lots where that community has sewer issues. They have major sewer issues because they're redeveloping the whole planning part in Briarwood Manor because their aquifer and the old system has failed. It's failed for the last 5 years, and Ken Burnham hasn't done nothing in that community either, along with the other ones that he has. So he's letting them deteriorate and still taking the money. But again, I believe that when you give a CO to move into a home and your sewer's not connected, that's a fallacy within the county, and your inspectors are not fulfilling their responsibilities when it comes to that piece. So I just like to see things tighten up when it comes to issuing permits, doing inspections, make sure that not just because they're tied down correctly doesn't mean they're connected to the system, and those type of things. And I look forward to working with the council on this. And I know I have a meeting at the end of the month, from what Mr. Benson said, with Mr. Short and Mr. Dukes and Denrec, and hopefully any of the county council members can attend that event to work on this issue, because it is a county issue and I'd like to see it fixed as soon as possible. We do not want to have another Blades and another Millsboro issue when it comes to drinking water or sewage leaking out in. So I greatly appreciate your time and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Mr. President, I don't have a question for Bill, but can I ask maybe Todd or Mr. Lawson a question? Because this just happened in Donovan Smith, a family moved into an existing unit that was received a C of O, in, I'm told, in October of last year. And it's been vacant, and the family just moved in about a week or so ago. And I'm told, I have not verified this, that home does not have the ability to adequately discharge wastewater out of the home into a sanitary sewer system, mm-hmm. like a tile field or a holding tank or mm-hmm. anything like that. When a home's placed and set, and obviously there's, I'm assuming there's an inspection done, is there any mechanism to make sure that home has the capacity to get rid of the wastewater that's generated from it? In an acceptable, do you understand?
I know
I'm not being very clear, but
no, I understand what you're saying. I, To answer your question, is there a method for us to be able to determine that? I think the answer is yes. I don't know that we determine it today. We're looking at placement and tie down, and because we're talking about manufactured homes. I'd like to get back to you on what we would be able to do and provide, talk to staff and see exactly what authority we have and also what authority we could be given in that manner, and then right, report
fair
back.
Enough, fair enough. Because the more I learn about this, you know, I think this is actually going on in multiple facilities that this guy owns. He's placing homes, and these people can't flush their toilets, and they're moving in. And unbeknownst to them, a week later, they have effluent running out on their floors.
Wow. That's amazing. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else going down, sir?
Good morning. My name is Robert Ray. Address 19 Merganser Road. I'm in Sand Hill Acres. My community is one of the communities with the septic issues. We've been working on this only 4 years now. They've only done two replacements because there's at least 17 to 20 septics that need to either be repaired or totally replaced. And since COVID, they kind of quit. They're just pumping, and some of the homes, septic systems are getting pumped 2 to 3 times a week. And it's at a standstill. And this needs to be addressed, because sooner or later it's going to get much worse before it gets better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Come on down, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Keith Steck, 210 Lavinia Street, Milton. I'm speaking today as Vice President of the Delaware Coalition for Open Government and as a resident in Sussex County regarding the need for a mechanism to correct errors in County Council, Planning and Zoning Commission, and Board of Adjustment minutes and or findings of fact. Currently, I don't seem to find, and no one seems to be able to answer, whether it's a mechanism, an administrative or other mechanism for correcting errors in the minutes or findings of fact. A case in point are the minutes of the PNC Commission December 17th hearing on the Reed Farm Change of Zoning Request 1923. The minutes contain errors regarding the existence of an artesian sewage treatment plant in the vicinity of that location and an artesian sewage line on the farm. And I have a copy of the minutes that I'll submit with the highlights, with the errors in it. PNC treated these statements as fact without verifying them. However, opponents of the proposal at the hearing pointed out these errors. I was one of those, although the minutes that reference me do not point this out, but the statement that I submitted for the record do. This is not the first time such errors have happened, and no doubt this won't be the last. Because both minutes of meetings and hearings and findings of fact memorialize what is said, these documents must be factually accurate, and therefore I recommend the following. One, hearing witnesses before the council, PNC Commission, and other bodies be sworn or affirmed regarding statements they make. And there should be a mechanism to ensure council comes up with that the public can make the points of errors and request the corrections be made, and that mechanism be created to ensure that those corrections are in fact made. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Give those to our clerk. Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. My name is Yu Lee, 22483 Ridge Circle, Lewis. I sent you a long email this morning, and I'm sorry that I bombard you with those long emails, but it is so important to me because I love Sussex County. I moved across the Pacific Ocean, and I moved across the country, and this is the place I want to call home. And I just, you know, love this place, and I want this place to be so beautiful and lovable for the long time to come. What I wanted to say this morning here is that The county worked on the buffer wetlands ordinance a couple of years ago, and I think it was almost ready to come forward. It had a draft, but it was stabled for over a year, and I think it's about time you take it up again. And the reason I say that is because the flooding risk is so high, and when I looked at the maps, including the Terrapin Island, which I sent to you, I saw how the map has changed of the Sussex County. I had been looking for them for a long time to see how the topography and the wetlands and all those were changing. And there was a very definite evidence that the land has changed, and it is going to change. And I think we have to take it seriously that flooding may doom us one day. And we are sitting in the southernmost part of the country, state, and the only evacuation way we have is going north. We cannot go to the Bay Bridge because they will close the bridge when the storm gets 40 miles or, you know, something. And we cannot depend on the ferry to go to New Jersey. We cannot go to Virginia through the tunnel bridge. The only way out is north, and we will be all lined behind the Kent County and Newcastle County. So I think we have to think about the preparation in case something like this happened. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. My name is Judy Zoller Hartzell, and I live in West Bay Community, which is below Bayfront Community, which is between, below Bayfront, and they're proposing Terrapin Island, which was just approved by the Planning and Zoning Committee on July the 8th. I have some concerns about that development. As being a resident of West Bay Community, we are down from them. And you know where water flows, it goes down. Some of the things I heard at the Planning and Zoning Committee was about this plot of ground was that, oh, it's just a fill-in, so let's just go ahead and develop it. So what's up to the bay, Rehoboth Bay? I'm from Maryland. You all know Save the Bay. I want to save Rehoboth Bay. My concerns are with this particular project, they're talking about a 20-foot buffer, a 10-foot swale, which the Planning and Zoning Committee thought was fine because that provided a 30-foot buffer. Well, the swale is what will lead all the water down to the bay from these communities with paved roads, paved driveways, green lawns. We live in a modular community where only 30% of our ground is allowed to be covered. The rest is able to seep into the ground before it reaches the bay. I have concerns about the cluster homes that they're proposing, but also the paved road that goes over the wetland area to reach four homes, and an extended cul-de-sac that is extended from the required 1,000 feet to almost 3,000 feet. Where is the protection there? Where is the protection for us residents at West Bay? We have severe flooding there when there's storms. There is no protection. Our community was built 50 years ago. Somebody had it right. They left the trees. They made rules so that there would be no runoff. They had ponds. They had, I have a picture back here. If I can quickly show you a picture of West Bay.
You're very close to your time.
Okay. This is a picture of West Bay before. This is 9 years old, this picture right here. and you can see all the trees. It doesn't look like that today. There's the bay right there. This is our community. This is where the proposed community, they have built all the way through here, all the way through there. Anyway, there's a camp downhill called Camp Arrowhead, which the road was named after. Kids go there.
Thank you, ma'am. I just wanted
to mention all that to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am.
And Mr. President, I would remind council, this was a matter that was handled by planning and zoning for a subdivision, I believe, hearing, and there would be a possibility that this matter could come before council. So to that extent that although you afforded this person the opportunity to speak.
Mr. Lawson assured me we were going to be able to. Yeah, he had no control.
Okay. So I just want to be very careful on any type of remarks that could adversely affect something if it came before you later.
Right. Well, anything said here today will have no effect at all on
an
appeal.
Correct.
So, Mr. Lawson, that's, never mind. Let's boot.
Yeah, one more.
I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry. Then we're going to move to public hearings.
Good morning. I'm from New Jersey, so I'll speak quickly. My name is Pat Fowler. I live at 34954 South Drive in Lewis, Delaware. I've been coming down to this area for over 25 years and have watched the developments grow exponentially. I moved in here to retire in this area in October of 18. Since that time, no less than five major developments have been proposed and put up in our immediate neighborhood around Camp Arrowhead area. There, at this point, planning and zoning said that they send someone out to every site that they get information on and they inspect the site. Every member goes to that site, I was told. I don't believe any members came over across the marsh where the water will be washing downward and flood our community even more. I had submitted a picture that showed what the shoreline of our park looked like in 2017. That's 2017, Mr. Vincent, that you're looking at. Flip it over on the other side and see what happened to those spits of land. They're gone. They're gone. In 4 years, that entire place has changed. I have 21 pictures of the flooding of West Bay Park because of the development in the area around us. It is not going to get any better if we keep on developing at this pace. I have concerns not only about the children down the end of Camp Arrowhead Road who actually go to camp there during the summer, but I also wonder about if there is, God forbid, an emergency in Delaware where we have to evacuate, we're not going to get any further than the end of our driveways. There's no room on the roads now for an emergency. God forbid everybody has to try to make it to Route 1 to evacuate north. We're going to be sitting in our cars. I beg you to please consider the overdevelopment of Sussex County that used to be such a beautiful farm area, and now they're talking about taking away one of our last forests along the shore. So I pray that you listen to this and take it into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm Janice Herf. I live at 31850 Shell Landing Way. Lewis, Delaware, in the Bayfront subdivision. And I'm just going to really reiterate some of the points that have been made very quickly. You are aware of the sensitivity of the flood-prone marshland and the proposed destruction of one of the few remaining old-growth forests along Rehoboth Bay. To ignore the ramifications is to disregard the truth of that matter. One signing of the pen and the trees will be wiped from the map, and once done, it cannot be undone. So that's why we want you to reconsider this across Sussex County. The voices of Sussex County have spoken over many other voices in public forums, letters, petitions, and I'm sure you're all aware of that. And we hope that, of course, we understand it's also delineated in the comprehensive plan that you are all charged to in Sussex County to dedicate time to resolving this. The lands, the rights of the landowners to sell are not in question. We all know that. However, the land is developed, the land that is developed is in question. No one disputes the landowner's desire to make their money. However, the distribution of the homes is in question when it comes to flooding issues and destroying property that could prevent that from happening. So to quote a planning and zoning commissioner, things change, and we agree, yes, they do. And we are on the precipice of change that will set us back in time, a time that when we were using leaded gasoline, which is when Bayfront was built, we did away with that at that time. So things have changed. And so across Sussex County, we need to keep that in mind. We don't want to go back in time and destroy the way the marshlands and the forests, the things that are really going to protect us. So it seems that there is a 900-page plan somewhere out there. It doesn't help a lot of us who really don't read such details of every plan that's out there, but we notice that the plans change. They give birth to other plans, and then the mindset changes and more plans are produced. So I kind of think back to the Jabberwocky of Lewis Carroll, if you've ever read that. So the voices have spoken. I hope you will heed them. I hope you will listen to them and help prevent the flooding that can occur here in destroying such a beautiful forest as we have in Sussex County, the last of those big forests on Rehoboth Bay. Respectfully submitted, and I yield.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak? Anyone else? Operator, would you check online if anyone wants to speak for public hearing or public comment?
If anyone who's joined via the conference line or would like to make public comment, dial 5 star. We have Shelley Cohen on the line. Shelley, your line is now open. Please state your name and address for the record before making a comment.
Thank you. My name is Shelley Cohen. Good morning, President and Council members. I'd like to talk about something that could be a wake-up call for us in Sussex County, and probably have to say with some of the other things that have been brought up this morning by other speakers. Mainly the subsidized condo class, and how when they allow that condo and others like it, but there are so many of them in Florida to be built, they probably still say they have Mother Nature be, they could engineer anything. But a condo collapsed and now others are in danger. They're just busy trying to figure out which one. I guess they thought concrete and rebar would last forever, not realizing that the rebar rests inside the concrete and the chemical reactions and so on and so on. The point is, I know we don't build buildings like this so much here in Sussex County, but we do try to engineer Mother Nature. And we really can't do that. We're building the wetlands, we're leaving forested areas. Who cares about the marsh? Who cares about the wellhead areas? It's sort of like anything goes. It's the wild, wild west of buildings. But the people that are spoken before me, and my discussion is unrelated to, like, I wasn't planned or anything, but they're like the canaries in the coal mine. They continuously, people are bringing these things up to the council and to the PMZ, and they're ignored all the time. And but the reason I'm bringing this up at your council meeting this morning is you're our elected officials. We elected you to represent us. And as part of that, you appoint the PMZ. You appoint those commissioners. And together, all of you are supposed to represent the best interests of your voting constituency. But there's other people that come here too. There are people that come here to work. There's tourists to visit. These are all important things. But when we keep engineering Mother Nature or the two recent CMD meetings, the area that we're talking about, the Bayfront, Terrapin, and the, I forgot the name of Mount Park, they're calling Terrapin Peninsula area. They did this with another proposed subdivision, also Fred Hudson Road, same idea. These are areas where you have to engineer the land before you can build one because it is wetland areas. You're either removing trees or you're putting pylons in, you're doing these things, but you can't fool Mother Nature forever. She will reclaim what's hers. And in the process of that...
Ma'am, excuse me. Excuse me. Your time's up, ma'am. Ma'am, your time is up.
And the other point that I want to make here is, even you, council members, you appoint the commissioner, and you've delegated power...
Ma'am, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now I can. Can you hear anything I said?
What I told you about a minute and a half ago was you're out of time.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I don't know how much of my discussion you heard, but...
Most all of it. Most all of it. But your time expired, ma'am. But thank you for calling in. Operation Mills Online. Thank you, operator. We're going to close public comment. We'll now move to our scheduled 10:15 public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now it's time and place for public hearing, and the first hearing that we have is for the issuance of up to $4,723,000 of general obligation bonds in connection with sanitary sewer services to Lockwood and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith. There's going to be a brief presentation by the county engineer, Mr. Medlars. After that presentation, council will have an opportunity to ask any questions. Subsequent to that, any member of the public that would like to comment on this is free to do so. If you would like to comment, come forward, give us your name and address before you make a comment. Mr. Medlars.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, council members. The project started in 2018. The Lockwood Sewer Project went through the entire process. We applied for the funding. The funding was received from USDA. It's a very good loan grant package. On June 15th, you reviewed the grant agreement as well as the loan resolution required by USDA. You approved both of these. And we introduced the ordinance for the debt service, which is before you today. This is the last step for us to close the security and proceed with the financing package on that project.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions from council? If not, is there any member here today that would like to comment on this proposed ordinance? Anyone that would like to comment? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there is anyone listening in that would like to comment on this proposed ordinance?
Is anyone who's joined via conference line would like to speak on this matter?
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council to close the public record. And Mr. Moore with a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $4,723,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of an extension of sanitary sewer services to Lockwood and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you. And we'll now move to our 10:30 scheduled public hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place, and there's going to be two public hearings, and the process will be the same in each case. There will be a brief presentation by Mr. Ashman from the engineering office on each of those. After that time, there will be an opportunity for the council to ask questions, and then it would be turned over to anyone that's here that would like to pose questions or comment on those. Mr. Ashman, if you'll take the first one first, which is Zinser Properties Extension.
Thank you. This is for an expansion of the sanitary sewer district in the Miller Creek area. County Council granted permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing on May 25th of 2021. This was a request from George Miles and Bureau on behalf of their client, the Estuary Development. Project is proposed at 34 single-family homes and designated as phase 5 of this project. They will be responsible for system connection charges at the current rate, and the engineering department posted notices on the property and surrounding area on June 22nd of 2021, added to the county website, and advertised the weeks of June 28th and July 5th. To date, we have had no correspondence, either support or opposition of this expansion, and they will be subject to an infrastructure use agreement if approved.
Thank you. Any questions? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to comment on this matter? Any member of the public here that would like to comment on this matter? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there is anyone that would like to opine on this matter on the Zinser Properties Extension of Unified Sanitary Sewer District in the Miller Creek area? Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Ashman, you have a
resolution. This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Miller Creek area, to include one landlocked parcel of land at the current end of Sea Spray Lane, located in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, next matter is the Higgins REMAX extension of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Ashman.
Again, County Council granted permission to prepare these notices on May 25th of 2021. This is for the Unified Sanitary Sewer District in the Blades area. The department received a request from the property owner to extend sewer down as part of our project on the Route 13. It is an existing business and would be included in our project. They will be responsible for system connection charges based on current rates and infrastructure use agreement if it applies. The engineering department posted notices on the property on June 24th, added to the county website, and advertised the weeks of June 28th and July 5th. To date, we've received no correspondence in support or opposition.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to comment on this matter? the Higgins REMAX extension of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District in the Blades area. Anyone like to comment? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter? Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. A resolution, sir.
Yes, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Blades area to include parcel 132-1.00-15.00 on the west side of Sussex Highway. Parcels located in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Aye, we have motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. President. What we're here for is it's one page, amendment to the Sussex County Zoning Code, which came out of some discussions that recently occurred. As I think Mr. Whitehouse has explained before, and as I have, there is a question in the code in terms of how you calculate multifamily density. The tables refer to lot area, which would be the boundaries of an entire parcel, and not the zoning district area. So you could have a parcel of land that has multiple zoning districts, and regardless of where the zoning districts are under the code currently, you'd be able to use the entire area of that parcel to determine how many multifamily structures you have or you're permitted. What this does is simply state that you can only use the area within the zoning district where those multifamilies would be located. So it just clarifies that in the code. That's the long and the short of it. It's really nothing more than that.
Any questions?
Just a ministerial. This, will this now go to planning and zoning for review?
Yeah, it'll go to planning and zoning and you all back for. There'll be a recommendation and then come to council.
This is just to get introduced.
Yeah, with public hearings too, I should say, Mr. Schaefer, so it's, you know, everybody will have an opportunity to speak about it.
More for your short title, please.
Yes, it's an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Article 20, Roman numeral, by amending Section 115-156 to clarify that the lot area within Tables 2 and 3, both Roman numerals, refer to the lot area within each particular zoning district.
I'll introduce it.
Move for.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson, introduce it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. May they all be one-page ordinances.
That'd be a good one. Mr. Bryant.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the County Council, representatives from Seneca Flight LLC and Shell Aviation LLC are seeking approval from the County Council for an assignment of a commercial lease agreement. The current lease is held by Seneca Flight and will be assigned to Shell Aviation. Just like all of our leases, there is a little bit of history to this lease. Originally entered into in 2006, a 30-year initial term expires January 31st of 2037. Two 10-year renewal extensions. The property which we're talking about is referred to as lot number 5 as identified on our FAA-approved airport layout plan. And the lot has been improved with the construction of a 10,000 square foot hangar. Current rent is set at $10,224 per year, and that rent is adjusted annually. There's also an article in the original lease where the tenant shall not have the right to assign the lease or enter into a sublease without landlord's prior written approval. That's the reason why I'm before you today. Also, in that same article, in the event that the tenant shall seek to sell the hangar constructed on the leased property, tenant shall notify the landlord, which the tenant has indeed done, of the terms and conditions thereof, and the tenant shall first offer to sell the hangar to the landlord, which of course is the county, upon the same terms and conditions. The contents of Article 12 have been discussed. They have been considered by Sussex County Administration, and it is the recommendation of the Sussex County Administration that we move forward with the assignment of the lease from Seneca Flight to Shell Aviation.
Question to the council. You have a motion, sir?
Oh, yes, I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the assignment of the lease for lot number 5 along with the building improvements thereupon at the Delaware Coastal Airport from Seneca Flight LLC to Shell Aviation LLC as presented.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank
you. Have a
good
day.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashland, come on down here. What did I get you done for our executive session?
Good morning again. Thank you.
Morning, sir.
This is a follow-up from a public hearing that was held on June 15th, at which time two property owners showed up questioning the boundary of the North Georgetown area proposed sewer district. One of those residents was not included in the boundary, and that was acceptable to them after discussion. She was just curious why she was not contacted. The second was the more reason that we recommended deferring this. She was the property owner and was wondering why her property was included. We had been contacted by somebody who was the, let me get it down here right exactly how they said it. They were represented as the contract buyer of the parcels. She stated this was not true and went back through, and the only thing we found that presented it was his email saying that he was a contract buyer and wished it to be included. This same person actually was the owned the parcel to the, or claimed to be the contract buyer of the parcel to the north as well. The engineering department sent letters to the owner of record for that parcel. We received no response from that owner of record, and we were directed by the original requester to remove this property from the boundary as also. So today we are presenting this new boundary, which includes the three parcels, and we ask for approval to hold and move to the referendum on this to establish it as part of the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District.
Any questions, the council? You have a motion?
I actually have a resolution.
Okay,
establishing the boundary. This is a resolution to establish the proposed boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, North Georgetown area.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Sorry.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. This is for the permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the sanitary sewer district West Rehoboth area. The engineering department received a request from Becker Morgan Group on behalf of their client, Chappelle Farm LLC, owners and developers of a project known as Chappelle Farm on parcel 235-23.00-1.02. Project is proposed as a mixed-use development. We currently show 156 apartments and 48,000 square feet of commercial. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,600 per EDU based on current rates. And the engineering department would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on this annexation.
President of the Council, have a motion.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Chappelle Farm expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area, to include parcel 235-23.00-1.02, as presented on July 15th, 2021.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Aye, we have motion carried. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
Entertain a motion to the executive session for personnel and job applicant qualifications.
So moved.
Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Aye, we have an executive session for personnel.